welcoming you to America tonight. How are you doing in those nooks and crannies? Some of you probably getting ready for... I'll tell you what, speaking of storms, there is one flying over Washington, D.C. right now, and it's called fear. Fear and compromise. So the budget goes through in the Senate. It'll go to the president's desk. Boom, that's it. It'll get signed. What does it all mean? Well, for veterans, for now anyway, although it looks like there's going to be some maneuvering there to change it, there's going to be benefit cuts in the budget deal, and it's just disgusting. I don't see how you can do that to the people who serve the country on a volunteer basis. Think of what they've given up or who knows what happened to them in the situation. We all know what's the old saying, war is hell. But when somebody decides that they're going to do it and they're going to take up the cause, whatever that cause is, to then get to the end of the line and be told that, yeah, we're taking a little here, a little chunk there. Trust me, what's the one thing that happens? It's like my grandfather, he served in the war, and he was fine. He lived to be 93, but he would always tell me, Catherine, do you have enough money when you get older? Do you have enough money? Because everybody older is always worried about money. Unless you're just loaded for bear. So the fact that they're trimming the benefits of the retirees, considering the money they throw down a rat hole in Washington time and time again, like, hey, maybe if they didn't have to spend so much money on the mistakes of healthcare.gov and pay $47 million more to fix the website, there's some money that you could have found right there. Or the boondoggle of closing the government the first time around because it didn't really amount to much since there wasn't a big push there, so why bother? That was $25 billion. You know, you start to mess around with these numbers, and it would have been easy to cover that. So it's just wrong. What's wrong with these idiots in the government? With all of the waste, they're just burning through money, setting it on fire. It is an absolute travesty to do this to military retirees. What are they thinking? What is Paul Ryan thinking? I like Paul Ryan. What is he thinking? What is he thinking in doing that? Because if you think about the pension, if, let's just say for now, that the military personnel that we're talking about, let's say they lose up to a full percentage point from their cost of living raise when they retire, that's a 20% reduction in pensions over 20 years. Oh, that's just not right. A 20% reduction? I'd be upset if I got a phone call and I had a 20% reduction. So I hope they do change that. It shouldn't have gone through the way it went through in the first place. It's just wrong on so many levels. But it'll be signed. Guarantee it'll be signed by the president. Boom. 2 years budget. And what a Christmas present that is. Because bipartisan approval. Enough Republicans jumped over in the Senate, and certainly they did in the House. And there's no bickering over a shutdown or what are we going to do if we have to shut down. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue weighing in. None of that. That's all done. A two-year budget. But be careful what you ask for or what you wish for, because there may be a few things that poke you in the eye in this budget, combined with the fact that now most people are paying more for their health care because of Obamacare. And remember, supposedly the first time around, that was the reason for the holdout, but it didn't work. What do you think the winner of the two winners of the Mega Millions jackpot are thinking after realizing that they won? What could they possibly be thinking? I got to change my address. So one winner already claimed half of the $648 million jackpot. See, as much as I give you negative news at the top, it is Christmas time. We got to give you some good news. Ira Curry from Stone Mountain was one of the two winners. It was a last-minute purchase. That's what she said. She was driving to work. She had a radio on. She knew she had the Mega Ball number 7. And quickly, the daughters looked up the rest of it, and sure enough, she won. How crazy is that? So she stepped up pretty quickly. Sometimes jackpot winners wait for weeks, days, even longer than that. In fact, in Georgia, winners have 180 days to claim prizes. The California ticket holder hasn't come forward yet. They have a year to claim their half. They have a year for that. See, and what's interesting is she doesn't, people know who she is now. In fact, somebody had an old Facebook photo of her. She didn't want any publicity. She thanked people for calling and then would hang up quickly. And there's definitely going to be some people trying to track her down because that's such a big story. What's really strange about it is in Georgia, unlike in other states, where the ticket is sold, they usually give you some money. So they don't do that in Georgia. You don't get any money if you're the shop that sells it. But in San Jose, the owner of the store there got $1 million for selling a winning ticket. It was a gift shop in San Jose. That's crazy. And, of course, he was willing to be interviewed, and he said, I'm so happy, I feel good. I bet selling the winning ticket also, it has people pumped up, and more people may stop by, and it helps with his lottery and all that kind of stuff. So here's the crazy thing. It's almost Christmas time. The odds of winning were 1 in 259 million. 20 ticket holders also won $1 million. That's nice. So you take out the taxes, that's still a pretty good chunk of change. It's a nice little Christmas present. So not everybody's a loser. There are a few people that are winners. I mean, we're all losers in this budget deal, but the Mega Millions people, that's pretty good. I don't see how you are working if you win half of that jackpot. It just doesn't really make any sense, does it? I don't think so. And speaking of money, but money woes, wait till you hear what they're doing in Detroit to figure out their bankruptcy problem. They've come up with a solution, and you might be surprised what it is. We're going to talk about it next here on America Tonight.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
That are just boarded up. I mean, really, do you want to take a trip through Detroit? No offense. I mean, this used to be Motown. Things were happening in Detroit. Things are not happening that are good in Detroit. And they're trying on that city council, some of them anyway, to flip this equation around as fast as they can. So Detroit's emergency manager hired Christie's to appraise some of this art at the museum as part of the city's bankruptcy case. And the top loot there is valued up to $867 million. Like they've got a Rembrandt, which would sell between $50 and $90 million, sell for between that. So they got a couple of paintings that they can work with if they have to. I guess the question becomes, do you sell the art to save a city? And the answer is, you might have to. You might have to. That's why the Christie's guy came in, to give them a better sense of what it would mean. So the possible sale of the art has got to be pretty controversial. Has to be. They've got 1,700, to be exact, 1,750, as far as the works there. And you go item by item, and if they could get rid of, sell all the Matisse's and the Degas and the Da Vinci's, they would raise a whole bunch of money. Maybe more than what it's valued, way more than what it's valued at. So this is what they're grappling with. Should they try to, you know, should they try to sell it, or what should they do? the city might have come up with a low ball figure so that the judge wouldn't say, oh, yeah, well, you have to do that. I mean, is it that much of a game changer? Maybe. I mean, it might be. Can you just see the downtown flooding with people who wanted to get a glimpse of the artwork that they hadn't ever seen? So the Christie report, because they evaluated it, is huge as to whether or not they think it's the right thing to do. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. If you have to loot the city, you loot the city since everybody else is looting the city. All right, this is infuriating to me. A lot of people are, if you like light bulbs how they are now, you better hustle on down to whatever store and grab up a ton of them. Because the light bulb is coming to an end. Three of five, or 59% of Americans, say they don't know that the top-selling light bulb is the 60-watt bulb. Plus the 40-watt version. They're going to disappear from store shelves next year. That's what's going to happen because of regulations. On January 1st, 60-watt and 40-watt incandescents can't be made or imported into the U.S. So once the stock is out, that's it. They're not going to restock. And I think a lot of people don't even realize that it's happening, and they're going to panic. So they're not going to disappear overnight, but pretty quickly. Because of the efficiency standards. Old candescents don't make the cut of the regulations because they waste, they say, 90% of their energy as heat rather than light. That's why they get so hot. You know how they get hot? So now you've got halogens and others to meet the standards, including incandescents. And the law actually exempts appliance, colored, three-way, and other less commonly used ones. Some people have tried to repeal the law or stop funding for its environment, but lighting companies have moved on. They're just getting these efficient bulbs. Because they know they're going to be stuck eventually, barring a miracle, and it's not looking that way. And what are we going to see with the transition? Most lighting companies have debuted LED replacements for each of the incandescents being phased out. Some are retailing at around $10 a bulb. So let me say that again. Some are retailing for $10 a bulb. Can you say candles, anyone? So, this is the beginning of the ride, and I personally believe that most people don't realize what's happening, and then all of a sudden they will. But right now, they're not realizing, oh, they're doing away with them? And other people are just quietly buying them up as much as they can. But there are a lot of people that think this is a bad way to go. And look out, dump, when you dump these things. I mean, eventually, will it save more money? Eventually, could it lower energy bills? But how long is that eventually where you have to wait? And I was thinking about this, and since we haven't talked about it, I went and I looked at my light bulb stash, and I have plenty of 60 and plenty of 40 to last probably throughout the year, maybe into 2 years. And then I have to switch just like everybody else. Unless I go out and get a whole bunch of other stock. And they're saying that Americans are going to hoard old light bulbs because they know, the ones that do know, that it's being phased out. They realize, oh, they're not going to be made or they're not going to be imported into the U.S.? Jeez. I better grab a whole bunch or I'll be out in the cold and I'll have to switch over. I think we're going to see more of this kind of thing going on in the interest of pedaling forward, but then still slyly taking two steps back. And this is big to watch this. It's going to be big to start to look around. Seriously, I'm not kidding. When you go to the grocery store, when you go to Home Depot, when you go to any place where you get light bulbs, look on the light bulb shelf. And you're not going to see a whole bunch of them because of the fact that that's what's going on. People are grabbing them up as fast as they can get them, so they're not left holding the light, so to speak. Hey, coming up next week, we'll take a quick look back on our Sunday and Monday show at 2013, because before you know it, we swing in the new year, ushering in what I hope is going to be a very healthy, profitable, happy 2014 for all of you listening to America Tonight. If you don't have your health, boy, you don't have anything. Key is that health. Because as much money as you can make, boy, it doesn't keep you warm at night, and it's not going to be there for you. Even if you can find the best care that money can buy, it still can get really, really tricky. All right, I did get a quick email here from Todd, who said, Kate, I know you talk about cheap movie reviews. I want to say that I got a special screening of Leo DiCaprio's new movie, The Wolf on Wall Street, and it was awesome. Much better even than the commercials play. I have to say, I am very interested in seeing this on Christmas Day. Yeah, he plays Jordan Belfort. And they say they're talking a little Oscar buzz for him. Happy holidays, everyone. Enjoy.
The bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes, sir.
Why the dumpling that we eat is so hard and tough? I understand it's because the flour mill is near the cement factory. Yeah, man. Come here, sir. Under pressure, the country under pressure, lad. Under pressure, the country under pressure, yeah. Under pressure, the country under pressure. Go tell you why the country under pressure. Then lock off the light, lock off the water. And we can't get no meat, can't get no flour. We can't get no teacher, neither doctor. And the budget is paid by the prime minister. And we need one, and now they suffer. He said, this is the deal.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. He's got it all. Strategy, messaging, branding, and he's a professional speaker. He certainly has the cred, and we have a lot of fun breaking down what's happening in D.C. with him and around the world, too, as well. Andrew, happy holidays.
Hi, Kate. Great to be on the show again.
Yeah, I can say...
Happy holidays to everybody.
I was going to say... I can say Merry Christmas to you. And I say Merry Christmas
say happy
anyway.
Christmas. Happy Christmas in the UK, actually. People are not afraid to say it. It's kind of interesting.
It is. It is kind of crazy that you can't say that it's politically incorrect to say that. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Who knew that it would come down to this, but the Senate passes the budget, so now the president probably rubber stamps this. But what's really crazy, it doesn't. The budget deal that they passed sets some spending levels, but the weird thing is it doesn't actually allocate the money and doesn't specify how the money can be spent. Oh my. And you think that we've been going back and forth. I think this gets even worse. What's your take on the budget?
Well, this isn't really cutting anything because we're actually just simply cutting the rate of increase. That is not cutting. It's like saying, here's the best way to look at it. When we say we're going to cut, X billion is what they're saying that they're going to do. That's like saying, okay, next year, this year I'm perhaps being paid $50,000 a year. Next year, we're going to cut the increase. So instead of getting a $2,000 increase, we're going to only give you an $1,800 increase. That's not cutting anything. When we talk about cutting the rate of increases, that's not cutting anything. It's a complete misnomer. So when they say that, yeah, this will cut you know, X billion in the next, also this is over a period of time, X billion over the next 10 years, it's really a drop in the bucket. It's not going to make any dent. And we're simply, and the deficit continues to climb because we're actually not cutting anything. We're simply cutting how much we're increasing it by.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you and I talked about this off the air. What's the solution to making the people accountable that we elect when it comes to paying attention to the closer provisions and the amendments that get stuffed into bills that eventually become laws? What do you think needs to happen?
Well, they need to have a reading test, for starters. It's quite clear that lawmakers are not reading the bills. And it was, and I think a very dangerous precedent was set by Pelosi with the passing of the Obamacare bill, when she said, look, there's too many pages to read it, though, you know, X thousand pages, and let's just pass it and we'll read it afterwards. Well, that, we saw what the problem with that is. Now we're finding all kinds of provisions in Obamacare that we're not, not planned for. Now we're really seeing the impact of these bills. Same thing just happened to this recent budget, even though it's a bipartisan budget agreement, they totally botched part of the plan. And now both sides are upset, both Republicans and Democrats, because the cut to military pay. Now, again, this is not a cut to the military pay. It's a cut in the cost of living increase.
Yep, yep.
And that's what they're actually cutting out. The military retirees will not actually see a decrease in their pay. They will simply see a decrease in how much it increases. Now, because basically the legislation has gone home, so now they're kind of, both sides are trying to figure out how to, they're both going to take a hit in this deal. So they want to basically work some kind of thing, some kind of, this is a technical error. Nobody's, of course, taking responsibility of who created the error. But now they're talking about basically saying that we're going to have a technical fix. So they'll probably pass some kind of amendment to take care of that. So, but again, coming back to at the end of the day, $6 billion over 10 years, when you've got a $17 trillion deficit, that's like saying, okay, I'm $150,000 in debt, and I'm going to cut out $60 in the next 10 years out of my budget. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket. It doesn't work. It's not going to really accomplish very much.
People don't know the math. And part of the problem, Kate, is people don't understand billions and trillions.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot, but it's not really a lot.
No, and you mentioned it, the length of time, talking about a 10-year period. It's not like every year. So
right.
That's another thing. It's out there, but most people don't catch that, and that's a huge difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, crazy. All right, the next thing is there was an independent assessment of the National Security Agency surveillance that was ordered by the president, and it recommends that the program, it's that metadata stuff, the mining that's being done, it recommends that it remain in place, but there should be greater transparency and emails and whatnot in the phone records relating to that. There have to be much tighter constraints. There was like 40 recommendations that some would say were kind of modest, the way it's being described in scope, and they were offered by this independent group on how the U.S. should continue to collect and store the information domestically and abroad. So they're saying just keep doing this, but of course there's pressure all over the place to dump the whole idea. The NSA is like the three dreaded letters. You go to a cocktail party in Washington, Andrew, I got a lot of friends there, and they said that's the first thing anyone's talking about. So no Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, hey, prosperous New Year to you. It's NSA. What do you think? So what do you think?
Well, I think this case is not over yet. You know, we're seeing, there's some back and forth that could happen with it. So I think we're going to be talking about this some more. You know, I know the left is heaping a lot of praise on the U.S. District Judge for this rather dramatic ruling. Basically saying that this think the exact words were this dragnet capturing Americans on land activities is, quote unquote, significantly likely to be unconstitutional. Now, yeah, that's a rebuke to the spy masters, but then, you know, the question becomes that, you know, how they still have legal authority, okay, based on the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is a very powerful act that allows them to collect that phone metadata, which includes numbers, length of calls. So I think the government's going to appeal this. So I think basically the jury's out. So, you know, we can debate this endlessly because I think in reality it's still going to go significantly back and forth in the court. And I think behind the closed doors they're going to continue to collect this data. And there's clearly evidence. When they testified before Congress, correct me if I'm wrong, Kay, but I think they said that this evidence has thwarted more than 50 attacks since this program was started.
Right. It has.
A lot of judges. I think there's been 15 other judges that said, because this is not the first time this has come before the courts, and there's been 15 other different judges that have ruled something like 35 times that this collection, phone data collection, is legal under Section 215 of the Patriot Act. So I think it's going to go back and forth. I think we're going to continue to collect this data because we have to, because nobody wants to be attacked, do we?
No, and I agree with you. I mean, it's good to always, obviously, look at the procedures and go from there. And then you think of Ed Snowden. And somebody asked me this question. Somebody emailed me and asked me this question. If you had to make the decision on Ed Snowden, would you grant him amnesty? And he, of course, is the leaker for all this NSA information. Or no, he's a felon in your eyes.
Well, I mean, the reality, I'm not sure. What's the point in granting him amnesty? What are we going to gain from that? Because the reality is the Chinese and the Russians have seen all the documents at this point. I'm sure they copied everything. All the hard drives were copied. So the cat's already out of the bag. The problem, I think the main problem we have is the Chinese know everything. The Russians don't know. We don't know what they know at this point because it was so extensive. There's millions of documents that were compromised. So as a result, we don't know. And really the only gain from the amnesty will be, and that's assuming that he'll cooperate, which I doubt very much. Why should he? I don't think there's any particular reason for him to cooperate. So, you know, granting him amnesty is not going to gain that much, except we may, and that's a very tenuous may, learn the extent of the damage that he's caused.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they just need to just take the time, and it's going to be a tough, but to forensically figure out everything that's been compromised. It can be done, but it's going to take a lot more work, and I think the shortcut of granting amnesty is not the way to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Andrew Szabo, once again, thanks so much. Peel back the onion.
Thank you, Kate, as always, and a Merry Christmas to everyone.
Gaily ring while people sing songs of the cheer. Christmas is here.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Merry Christmas from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
That's in the rearview mirror, and here's to a healthy and prosperous 2014 as we skid down the final straightaway for this hour of America tonight. It's time for another Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
What did my mother always say about taking care of my eyes?
Well, first of all, never put salt in your eyes. Always put salt in your eyes.
Emmy, never, ever put salt in your eyes.
Thanks, Daddy. You own the pain.
Ah, I like that. It was worth the wait. It's okay. So, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done, we start with Joe, and Joe says, I gotta tell you, here's what happened to me, Kate. I was out in New Mexico, like New Mexico, I've been there several times, was driving in between Santa Fe and Taos, and I got a flat tire. So I got a flat tire, and what I immediately started to do is think, well, I can fix this myself. Next thing you know, I'm messing around with jacks. You know, jacks now are much easier than what they used to be. Several people stopped to try to help me. And I said, no, partner, that's okay. Don't worry about it. And before you know it, I'm in the middle of trying to put this tire on, having a little bit of trouble with it. And all of a sudden, massive rain and hail. I'm saying the skies opened up. I couldn't see anything. It was like I was blinded by these sheets of rain. All I could do was huddle in my car. I couldn't do it. I could not see to finish the jack and, you know, to finish the tire. And I didn't have any kind of a rag with me or anything that could have dried my hands off. Perhaps I could have done it then. I kept trying to mess with it. And then finally, like I said, I jumped in the car. Turns out I had to wait an hour before it was clear enough for me to get out. Then I changed it, no problem, but I blew an hour. If I had only accepted the help of the strangers that stopped in the beginning, I'm sure I would have had my tire done. I would have kicked on that spare, and I would have been on the way up the road. Lesson learned. Sometimes you need to take the help of a good Samaritan. Boy, I think I've told this story, so I'm not going to go into full details, but that happened to me one time. Almost a similar story, way different place. I was in the middle of the BQE in New York, coming off of a shift at WFAN, and I hit a pothole, boom, tire. I mean, I'm right there in the middle of the BQE. So people who don't know what this Brooklyn Queens Expressway, oh, it was awful because you couldn't have a worse place for this to happen, and it was a weird hour. It was right before midnight. So some guy did stop, this young guy, maybe like 23 years old, and he said, no worries, I'll help you. Just promise me, you know, you'll get home safely and if you'll learn to do this yourself. Because, of course, it was pouring rain. And it started pouring rain when that happened to me. And he helped me. Boom. I went on my way. Got home safely. It was perfect. It was great. I couldn't have done it either. I would have been just like Joe. I would have been stuck. And I think I can, you know, I can change a tire, but no way in those conditions. And it was huge that he did that for me, no question. All right, this one from Mac. And Mac says, Kate, where do I begin? How about this story? You haven't had too many people talk about dating woes. I'm your quintessential, I think I'm a nice guy, but I like a lot of different women. And, you know, I find it hard to be honest. So here's the thing. I was supposed to go out with a woman, take her, I made plans, but quick plans within a couple of days to go grab something to eat and go to a movie. Then I met this killer woman the day before that was supposed to happen, and I could not help myself. I canceled the date with the other woman, told her I was sick, and instead I went out with the bombshell. And what a mistake it was. All she did was whine, complain, spend my money, and I kept thinking about the other woman. So maybe it's best to stick with the one that you brung first, I guess, or something like that. That's how the saying goes, I think. But it was a dumb thing because I think I was being punished for not sticking with my plan, and I could have made a plan with the other woman anyway, but I was anxious to hook up with the second woman I met, so I guess I paid the price. Wow, that's like a Rubik's Cube of dating or something. Did you hear that story, Nathan, about, okay, so you make a plan with the one woman, but then you find someone else, and then you're re-racking that plan? That's confusing.
Yeah, that's
bad karma.
Sure, it's bad karma. It certainly is. I mean, it's difficult in the first situation. You're just getting yourself into a stressful mate.
That's what I think. I think when you make things up, if you're doing it to not hurt someone's feelings, I mean, there are different reasons why maybe you say something. But in a dating game, that's risky anyway. Why not just be straight up? But I think people aren't straight up, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, dating is certainly different than having fun. I mean, if you want to try to find your match, then you're going to have to hit that karma every once in a while.
Yeah, go on Match.com and say, well, you know what, if I really like it, I'll ask you out, but if something better comes along, don't be surprised if I make up an excuse. Not a good thing. All right, we got another one here from Bill, and Bill says, Kate, longtime listener, I'll tell you, the dumbest thing I ever did, and it was dumb because I just, you know, when you get an intuition and you go against your intuition, and how many times do people tell you don't do that? If you feel something, go with your gut. I was in Las Vegas. I'm not really a big gambler, not really at all. But I was in Vegas with my buddies, and I was, of all things, waiting. And I was on a slot machine, and I was playing it. I think that thing ate maybe 150 of my bucks. And then I finally said, oh, this is ridiculous. This is why I don't gamble. I got up, but I didn't really move away from the machine. I am not kidding you. Somebody sat down, put what I think was 20 bucks into the thing, and hit the jackpot. This happened at Caesars off of the Strip. I think you used to live in Vegas, so you know what I'm talking about. Oh, my. I have never ignored my gut since that day. I was just so furious with myself. Okay, so here's the rule of thumb. If you're a big gambler, not a big gambler, it doesn't matter. If you go someplace and you're just saying, oh, for fun, I'm waiting for someone, I'm dumping 20 bucks into a machine, whatever you're doing. Once that is over and you decide you're sick of it, you're that's it, you're done, you're not winning, it's eating your money, and you get up and you get away, you get far away. You do not linger by the machine because, of course, especially in a crowded casino, I mean, lots of people could sit down and the machine is eating their money, too. You know, it's a timer system. That's how all the numbers and things come up, or the symbols come up anyway. So just get away from it. Don't wait to see what the end result is. If you sit there and have a drink and watch somebody else playing the machine, oh, if they hit something, of course you're going to feel like, wow, if I had just played five more spins, I could have won. That is a dumb thing. Any situations like that, you just flee. That's it. You do not hang out for fear that could happen. Boy, and Vegas is one of those places. Because I don't know much about the slot machines, but from what I'm told, it is that, as I mentioned, a timing mechanism. So you could be pumping tons of money in it, and somebody who just planned on gambling $20, $5, whatever, they could end up hitting it if they just happen to sit down in that chair next. If you have a dumb thing you shouldn't have done, email it to me, americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.